A 15-year investigation into the killing of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri has found no direct evidence the militant group Hezbollah or the Syrian government ordered his death. The Special Tribunal on Lebanon has found only one person guilty, saying there wasn't enough evidence to convict others of any crimes. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports.
The explosion which killed Rafiq Hariri and 21 others also shattered Lebanon's dreams of a future free of foreign influence and occupation. Mr. Hariri, a successful pro-Western businessman who was instrumental in rebuilding Beirut after the Lebanese civil war, was seen as a major threat to the dominance of neighbouring Syria and the Shiite militant group Hezbollah.
Please be seated. Vous asseoir, tafatalou, beljulous.
15 years after his assassination, a special United Nations-backed court has only found one person guilty, convicting them on multiple charges, including murder and committing a terrorist act, as presiding judge David Ray explains.
Although Mr. Ayash did not act alone, he had an important role in the operation against Mr. Hariri. The trial chamber is therefore satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that the prosecution has proved the guilt of Salim Jamil Ayash on all counts charged in the amended consolidated indictment.
Salim Ayash's whereabouts are unknown and he was convicted in absentia. Of the other four defendants, one, a senior Hezbollah operative, died, while the other three were acquitted. It's less than many Lebanese were hoping for, but Justice Ray told the victims he hoped it was something.
We sincerely hope that the verdict today can give you some form of closure. In no way we understand can you ever be satisfied by anything we say, but we hope that we in some way can give you something out of this.
Strikingly, the tribunal found no evidence linking Hezbollah's leadership or the Syrian government to the attack, despite both benefiting from it. The inquiry had exposed that Syria was blackmailing Rafiq Hariri for millions of dollars and had tried to insert political candidates into his party for the upcoming election. It also showed what the Iranian-backed Hezbollah were willing to do to maintain their power within Lebanon, undermining the group's claim that it fights to protect all Lebanese. Mr. Hariri's son, Saad, who later became Prime Minister himself, says the verdict shows it will be possible to achieve justice for the victims of Beirut's port explosion earlier this month, which killed more than 170 people. My demand is that the truth and justice for Rafiq Hariri and his comrades leads the way to knowing the truth and achieving justice for all the innocents that perished in the Beirut blast, he says. And justice for the Beirut explosion is a demand by all Lebanese. Don't push them towards confrontation. With Lebanon in a state of emergency, under military curfew and a caretaker government, things right now look little better than they did 15 years ago. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchik, reporting for AM.
And the former New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner, Nick Caldas, led the UN investigation into the assassination of Rafiq Hariri. He's told RN Breakfast he can't really accept that Hezbollah has been cleared.
Blind Freddy can look at this and see that all of the accused were connected to Hezbollah, that Hezbollah had the motive, the opportunity and the capacity to carry out this attack. Circumstantially, it's difficult to agree with the judgment.